Lamplight presents Sleep in Peace Tonight by James McManus. Narrated by William Hope. 1. The seaplane came into view just as the winter sun had begun to settle into the English Channel. The plane turned into its final approach, the silver wings dipping to catch the last light of the day, before landing in a long plume of spray on the calm waters of the largest natural harbour in the British Isles. The plane taxied to the landing stage, sending a wave rippling to the farther shores of the harbour. Brendan Bracken checked his watch. It was 3:50 p.m. The plane was late. They had been due 2 hours ago. The pilot had kept radio silence through the 4-hour flight from Lisbon, apart from one brief coded message to say the passenger was on board and en route. Bracken knew why they were late. With an important passenger on board, the pilot had taken no chances. The four-engined aircraft had climbed to its ceiling height of 15,000 feet for the first leg of the journey along the Portuguese coast, and then dropped to sea level across the Bay of Biscay before flying a dogleg into the Atlantic and then turning east into the English Channel. Portugal was neutral in name, but German agents had a free hand in Lisbon and would have noted the departure of an unscheduled British Overseas Airways flight with just one passenger on board. The Luftwaffe had already begun to move Junkers 88 fighters to airfields along the French Atlantic coast, but in that first month of 1941, the bases were not fully operational. And in any case, an unarmed, unescorted civilian airliner flying from a neutral country to England was supposed to be granted safe passage by all belligerent forces. Bracken looked at his watch again. It was 4 p.m. It was the word supposed that caused his anxiety. You could suppose nothing in the present war, except, perhaps, invasion and defeat. You could certainly suppose that. He looked down from the control tower to the landing jetty and saw the pilot and crew leave the aircraft. There was no sign of the passenger. A steward, clad in the airline livery, blue blazer, white trousers, and gold buttons, descended from the aircraft and waved to the shore party. He looked worried. He formed his hands into a megaphone and shouted. The word doctor floated over the water and up to Bracken and his driver. "They seem to want a doctor, sir," said the driver. Bracken looked at the man. A pool driver from 10 Downing Street, old enough to have fought in the last war, but lucky enough to be a little too old for this one. "So I heard," he said.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?